If you miss someone you loved, say Namo Amida Butsu. He or she who lives in the six characters Namo Amida Butsu is again with you. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning. Thank you very much for tuning into the White Way broadcast this morning. I am Jōshin Kamuro, an associate minister at Hawaii Betsuin. This morning, I would like to share the telephone of the wind with you. Have you ever heard about the telephone of the wind? Kaze no denwa? There is a telephone booth in Otsutsucho, Iwate Prefecture, which was badly affected by the Great East Japan earthquake 8 years ago. The telephone booth is not connected. However, the telephone provides visitors who lost their loved ones in the earthquake an opportunity to convey their thoughts to them. So far, over 30,000 people who wanted to talk to and be connected with their loved ones visited their telephone booth, and their thoughts were conveyed to their loved ones by the winds. There is a notice displayed inside the telephone booth, which says, "Close your eyes gently and listen to the sounds around you. Carefully speak from your heart into the telephone of the wind. While you hear the sounds of wind, waves of the sea, or birds singing, convey your feelings to your loved ones through the telephone." A father talked to his deceased son and wife. Moshimoshi, Nobuyuki, is your mom with you? Thank you for taking care of our mom, grandpa, and grandma too. I am sorry I can't be with you to take care of them. Mom, I'll call again. Mom, I'll call again. A mother talked to her deceased son. Masa, it's been a long time. I say, we are all very well. I wish I could hear your voice, but I can't. When there is a car coming, I always think about you. And for a moment I think that you are coming back home. I think you might be worrying about your children, but each one of them is working hard. They are all very well. Please don't worry. Please settle down and be at peace. I'll talk to you later. I'll come back and call you again. Bye until then. A daughter talked to her deceased father. You promised that you'd buy a violin for me. I will buy it myself. Since I entered junior high school and started to playing tennis, I still haven't been able to reach the top 8, but I want to make it into the top 8 in the final game. Please help me. A grandson talked to his deceased grandpa. Okawaji-chan, I finished all my homework. We are all very well. Goodbye. The telephone booth is not connected. However, talking to loved ones via the telephone of the wind makes people feel connected with their deceased loved ones. They feel that their thoughts will surely be conveyed to their loved ones. The feeling of being connected is in the minds of the people. This imagination provides those people comfort, hope, and a will to live. It is so difficult to accept the sudden separation from our loved ones that death brings. We still need to connect with our loved ones somehow. The Jodo Shinshu teachings teach us that there is a place called the Pure Land where Amida Buddha and our loved ones who have passed away dwell. The Pure Land is considered the true bond between the hearts of departed people and the hearts of those who remain in this life. There is a poem regarding the Jodo Shinshu teachings. If you miss someone you loved, say Namo Amida Butsu. He or she who lives in the six characters Namo Amida Butsu is again with you. This poem means, when you recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, your loved ones is with you. In 2018, I lost my aunt, who attended my wedding ceremony in Germany. Before my aunt passed away, she had already lost her second daughter and her husband last year. My father officiated at all three funerals for them, and only the eldest daughter is left in her family. Besides that, I lost my Dharma friend, Reverend Pons Martens, who was a minister at Jikoji Temple in Antwerp, Belgium, last September, at the age of 68. When I lived in Germany, he was very kind to me and always supported me. I interviewed Reverend Pons Martens twice when he was in Kyoto. The first interview was when he was ordained. The other interview was when he attended Shinran Shonin's 750th memorial service at Honganji. He shared his vision of the future of Jodo Shinshu in Belgium with me. He said, probably we will have ups and downs. We have had ups and downs for these past 34 years now. We hope Buddhism is recognized as an official religion in Belgium, perhaps in a couple of years. We have to prepare future teachers, and because we are the only Pure Land school in Belgium, they asked us, please can you provide French-speaking teachers to start with, then the Dutch-speaking teachers later. Work hard and be a Shin Buddhist in whatever situation. He continued to talk, when you hear these small details, you think, wow, this is a very difficult situation they are in, and it's not advancing like perhaps in Japan or Asia in general. I would like to ask you to be patient for maybe 100 or 200 years. 浄土真宗 will flourish. Now, as I miss him greatly, I worry about the 浄土真宗 situation in Belgium. But I keep reciting the name, Namo Amida Butsu. Through this holy name, I am sure to meet him again, who lives in the six characters, Namo Amida Butsu. For when we recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, we can meet our loved ones. We can still connect with our loved ones. If you miss someone you loved, say Namo Amida Butsu. He or she who lives in the six characters, Namo Amida Butsu, is again with you. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.